Sunny, lower to middle 60s on Friday, chance for showers on Saturday, 60 to 65 degrees. Sunday, a taste of summer. Temperatures will be around 80 to 85. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rubin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Partly sunny, 56 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, breaking developments, a youth curfew will be reinstated in part of our region to control crime. Larger ships now passing through a deeper channel in the Patapsco River in Baltimore. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on former President Trump's immunity claims. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein's rape conviction in New York is overturned. The Dow is down 500 points. 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Supreme Court hears arguments on former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity as he tries to head off a federal election interference case.
It's a question of absolute immunity, and Trump attorney D. John Sauer argues presidents must have it or they cannot perform their duties.
Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure.
Prosecutor Michael Dreeben says what is incompatible with the constitutional structure is the very notion of absolute immunity.
Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution.
The decision could derail the other pending criminal cases involving Trump. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, ordering a new trial. The ruling cited the judge's decision to allow testimony from women who were not part of the charges against the former Hollywood mogul. He is still jailed on another conviction. A cargo ship has become the first to make it through a new deep channel 4 weeks after the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We just reached a very significant yet incremental milestone, opened the northern portion of that to be 5 feet deep to allow some deep draft vessels to come in and out of the Port of Baltimore for the first time.
Colonel Este Pinchason of the Army Corps of Engineers. The economy slowed in the first 3 months of the year, growing at a 1.6% annual rate. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Although consumers continued to spend, they did so at a slower pace. The spending really took place in healthcare, financial services, and insurance, but there was less spending on goods.
Federal officials are stepping up testing of bird flu in dairy cows. Genetic testing indicates it may have been spreading since late last year. Inactive remnants of the virus were found in pasteurized samples of milk in some stores. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
This could just be virus fragments, what's left over after pasteurization. Mm-hmm. And so this by itself is not a reason for alarm. There are additional tests being done to see, is this live infectious virus or is this just the dead virus we would expect to see?
Venice, one of the world's top tourist spots, is now charging about $5 for day trippers to enter the historic and crowded Italian city. Tourism official Simone Venturini.
We need to find a balance, a new balance between the tourist and the resident. And we need to discourage the arriving on day trippers in some particular days.
Inspectors will check to make sure people have tickets. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 544 points. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
12:03 on WTOP, Thursday, the 25th of April. 56 degrees. We're only headed to the low 60s. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A melee involving hundreds of teenagers at National Harbor last weekend is moving county leaders to action. Starting tomorrow and until new legislation passes, a curfew is being reinstated in that area. WTOP's John Doman has more on just how strict the curfew will be.
At least through the weekend, anyone 16 or under will have to be accompanied by a parent or guardian from 5 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning under an emergency declaration from County Executive Angela Alsobrooks.
National Harbor creates millions of dollars in tax revenue for Maryland and creates many more opportunities for our residents. But as a result of this unruly behavior, some National Harbor businesses have been forced to close early.
If we encounter any unaccompanied minor.
Police Chief Malik Aziz.
Officers will talk to them to see if they fall under one of the exceptions. And if not, officers will work to contact their parents and our guardians to have the child picked up if necessary.
At National Harbor, John Dome in WTOP News.
A critical four-day window is now open at the Port of Baltimore. It will allow several large ships to depart. They've been stuck since the Key Bridge collapse last month. The move will also allow some container barges in. All of that traffic will be at the discretion of the Coast Guard. Ship traffic will pause once again early next week to allow salvage crews to work on the next stage of the cleanup since the Key Bridge collapse. The Maryland Port Administration says the new option for shipping is 35 feet deep. That is much deeper than previous channels around the port. The Army Corps of Engineers expects to reopen the port's 50-foot deep channel by the end of May. Loudoun County parents are being asked for their input on how and when students can use cell phones in school. The County School Board will then use that input as part of its new policy on cell phones. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us there are limits on what schools are allowed to do.
Students and teachers may not agree on what the policy should say, but they definitely agree that it needs to be consistent.
Aaron Smith, a chief technology officer for Loudoun County Public Schools, says this new phone policy would codify practices often being used already. Elementary students not allowed to use personal tech during the school day, middle school often away, high school students make sure it's silenced during instructional time.
But really limits it to its off unless explicitly allowed.
He says students are allowed to carry a phone.
We get a lot of requests sometimes to block cell phones or to make sure that they don't work, and that's actually against FCC regulation where we're not allowed to do that.
The policy says parents should avoid texting their kids unless it's an emergency. The public input period's now underway. The school board expects to vote in June to have the policy in place before the new school year in August. In Loudoun County, Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Girls flag football is growing in popularity across the country. WTOP's Kyle Cooper reports dozens of schools in Maryland will be taking part this fall.
Girls flag football started in 2023 in 10 high schools in Frederick County, with Middletown taking the championship. Now the program is expanding to Montgomery, Baltimore, and Washington counties. In all, 51 high schools will be part of the 2024 season. Director of System-Wide Athletics in Montgomery County, Jeff Sullivan, says this is a great boost in the county to, quote, provide additional participation opportunities for our students. Athletes. Under Armour and the Baltimore Ravens are providing uniforms, funding, and other support to make it happen. Women's flag football will also be part of the 2028 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Ahead of tonight's NFL draft, the Washington Commanders already making some news. A major announcement today that seven-time Pro Bowler and Hall of Famer Darryl Green will have his burgundy and gold jersey retired during this upcoming season. He's considered one of the greatest players in the history of the franchise, winning two Super Bowls before retiring in 2002. We'll have much more on that coming up in sports on WTOP. Straight ahead in Money News.
Tip the driver gets tipped back. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Did someone say free ride home? If you like carpooling or vanpooling, but worry about getting stuck at the office, relax. With Commuter Connections, you can get up to 6 free rides home for unexpected emergencies or unscheduled overtime, even if you're commuting just a few times a week. Register or renew for guaranteed ride home today at commuterconnections.org or call 800-745-RIDE. Some restrictions apply.
It's 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mark. In Maryland, southbound on the BW Parkway, leaving 198, solid delays headed toward 197, where a single left lane gets you by the work zone there. Still some delays on the inner loop, leaving Route 1 College Park headed toward the BW Parkway, but your travel lanes are reported to be open and available. Westbound 50 coming across the Bay Bridge, the left lane is blocked for two-way traffic, preps but not running as of yet. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue, leaving leaving Westphalia Road headed toward Dower House Road. The single left lane gets you by the work zone. If you're traveling in Durwood, Crabs Branch Way at Redland Road, you're under police directs for not only the crash, but also a work zone in that location on Crabs Branch Way at Redland Road. So watch out for that. 270 northbound headed toward 109. All your travel lanes are open from the earlier wreck. That's clear to the right shoulder. In Virginia, inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, the work is in the right lane. If you're on I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes leaving Dale City, headed down toward Dumfries, where the work is in the left lane. Northbound I-95, a new problem after the Centerport Parkway exit 136, getting a report of a vehicle fire. Watch for authorities as they head to the scene there. Further northbound delays, leaving Quantico, headed toward the Dale City truck scales, where the work is in the right lane. If you're traveling on I-395, looking pretty good, going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, headed toward D Street, that's where the left lane is blocked for the work zone. Watch for delays on the freeway, whether you're eastbound or westbound, coming into the 3rd Street Tunnel. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, that's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to FitzMall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
The 7 News First Alert forecast from Steve Rudin.
Moving through the remainder of the afternoon, plenty of sunshine, temperatures on the cool side, considering the time of year, only in the mid-50s to lower 60s, thanks to northeasterly wind at just around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Passing clouds this evening and into the overnight in the 40s by early tomorrow morning. 62 to 65 with plenty of sunshine on Friday, scattered showers on Saturday. It's not going to be a washout. 60 to 65 for a high. Temperatures in the 80s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies and 55 degrees now. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP, 10 and 40 past each hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Weaker than expected economic growth has sent the markets lower. The Dow is down 565 points. That's 1.5%. This morning, it was down as much as 700 points. The S&P 500 is down 55, a 1% loss. The Nasdaq's down 240. That's 1.5%. Economic growth slowed last quarter and more than expected. The government's first read on first quarter economic growth pegged GDP at an annual rate of 1.6%, the weakest GDP reading since summer of 2022. Mortgage rates are now up for the fourth consecutive week. Freddie Mac says a 30-year fix averaged 7.11% this week. That's 0.75 percentage point higher than a year ago. Domino's Pizza will reward delivery customers who tip their delivery drivers in D.C. with its You Tip, We Tip promo. Starting April 29th, customers who tip the Domino's driver at least $3 will get a $3 digital coupon for the next online delivery order. The tip must be made online. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today.
Up ahead on WTOP, our brains are getting bigger, but what about our intelligence? It's 1212.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle. Not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills. Build towards retirement by contributing to a pension. And earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Just ahead, more school buses around here are getting cameras to keep drivers in line. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Baths. For decades, we've helped families just like yours bring beauty, value, and safety to their homes. Whether your bathroom is outdated or lacks the features you need, we're ready to help you get the bath or shower that's perfect for you. And we'll get it done the right way, the long way.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longbaths.com to get your free estimate today.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Final Thursday of the month. Nice to have you with us. I'm Mark Lewis. New studies are showing our brains are getting bigger, but our IQ scores are going lower.
Research conducted by UC Davis shows that people born in the 1970s had an average brain volume 6.6% larger than those born in the 30s. A study done by Northwestern University shows that in three of the four metrics rolled into the IQ test, scores have declined since 2006.
It makes sense to me.
Psychologist Lee Richardson of the Brain Performance Center in Dallas says,
we're not using all of our brain the way we used to.
She believes artificial intelligence is taking the place of the real thing. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In the district, officials are ramping up efforts to keep students safe by focusing on drivers who don't slow down for stopped school buses. WTOP Scott Gelman tells us the city is planning to use cameras to hold those drivers accountable.
Sharon Kirschbaum with DC's Department of Transportation says starting Monday, cameras will get video of drivers who keep going when a bus has its stop signs up.
And that video clip then gets reviewed by two independent DDOT staff to confirm that there was in fact a violation.
Initially, drivers who are caught will get a warning.
After the 45-day warning period, violators will be subject to appropriate legal actions, including fines.
The fine is $500. The cameras will be on 25 of the city's over 600 school buses.
Cameras are really the best safeguard we have to ensure that we're capturing it and that we're messaging to the drivers that this behavior has to stop.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Some things to know if you're in the market for a new pair of headphones.
Looking for a great pair of headphones? Before you splurge on top-tier sound, let's bust some common headphone myths. I'm Kim Commando, brought to you by Dell. For today's best deals on computer and office hardware, visit Dell.com/deals. Myth one, EarPods damage your hearing more than headphones. Actually, neither is inherently riskier. It's blasting your music at high volume that's harmful, regardless of whether using EarPods or headphones. Myth two, wired headphones offer better quality than wireless. This was true in the early days of wireless tech, but not anymore. Thanks to improvements in Bluetooth and audio compression, wireless headphones can now rival, and sometimes outdo, their wired counterparts in sound quality. And finally, myth number three. You need to break in your headphones with white noise. While your headphones will naturally break in over time, there's no need to dedicate hours to playing white noise. This process will occur as you use them normally. Now, keep your tech know-how going with my free newsletter. Sign up right now while you're thinking about it at getkim.com.
It's a lap. Make that 1218. That means traffic and weather on the 8s. Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, leaving Fredericksburg, headed towards Stafford. This is northbound I-95 after the Centerport Parkway. We had the report of a vehicle fire, which may be along the right side, so watch out for that one. Further northbound, headed toward the Dale City Truck Skills, that work is in the right lane. Southbound I-95, coming past Dale City Exit 156, the work is in the left lane. If you're traveling at this point on the Beltway in Virginia, inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. If you're traveling otherwise in the district, northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, headed past D Street, that's where the left lane is blocked for the work zone. Northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, the right side is blocked for the work. Southbound DC 295, you're on the brakes approaching Burroughs Avenue, headed down to and past East Capitol Street, but your travel lanes are reported to be open. Inbound Canal Road before Arizona Avenue, the left turn lane remains blocked for the work zone there. Traveling on the Beltway in Maryland, pretty good shape through Prince George's County as you make your way between Beltsville and Oxon Hill. Outer loop slows approaching River Road, headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia, where that work is taking place. Southbound BW Parkway leaving 198, headed down toward 197. A single left lane gets you through the work zone there. If you're traveling on the Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, the left lane gets you by the work. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin now with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Temperatures are going to stay on the cool side considering the time of year for the remainder of the afternoon. 55 to 63 degrees. That's going to be your general temperature range under partly sunny skies. We're dry this evening and into the overnight with just a few passing clouds. Temperatures will be in the 40s come early tomorrow morning. Lots of sunshine to end the work and school week. Temperature 62 to 65 degrees. Saturday, keep the wet weather gear ready to go. Scattered showers on and off throughout the day, but definitely not looking at a washout. 60 to 65. We're in the 80 to 85 degree range on Sunday, and by Monday and Tuesday, flirting with the 90 degree mark for the first time this year. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
56 degrees with partly sunny skies. We have 51 in Germantown, 58 in Annandale. It's 56 in Northwest. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Straight ahead, more on the arguments going on before the U.S. Supreme Court today involving former President Trump and his claim of immunity. It's 1221.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start, smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen or small businessmen, they still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
On WTOP, it's 1223.
This is a special report from ABC News, The Courts and Trump. I'm Brian Clark. At the U.S. Supreme Court, an attorney for special counsel Jack Smith's office is urging the justices to reject former President Trump's claim that he has absolute immunity from criminal prosecution.
Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution. The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong.
Earlier, Trump's attorney suggested the office of the president requires immunity, but Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said,
if the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office?
Earlier in the day, Trump said immunity is necessary.
If you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president.
He's in court for his criminal hush money trial in New York. This is ABC News.
Stay with us here for more on the arguments before the high court, and we'll have reaction to that later today. In other news, an increase in shoplifting has more area stores making changes. Harris Teeter stores in the district now require you to show a receipt before you can leave. Also, you're no longer allowed to bring in suitcases, roller bags, duffel bags, or backpacks. In a statement, the store says the changes will help them to maintain a safe shopping experience. Back in February, a Safeway in Northwest added security gates to deter thieves. That same month, a CVS in Columbia Heights shut down after thieves left shelves in that store nearly empty. It is that time of the year. There are certainly ways to help you manage your seasonal allergies, and it starts with tracking pollen levels. Tree pollen right now is usually the main culprit in early spring. Next comes grass pollen, followed by weeds in the late summer and early fall. The National Allergy Bureau says tree pollen levels are high at the moment, and the top three species to look out for among the tree pollen: oak, sycamore, and mulberry trees. Don't forget those masks. If you still have any left from the pandemic, they can help protect you from allergies.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
1225 on WTOP on draft day. George Wallace is here.
It is draft day, yes. And you got some good news for your football organization. Did you hear they're going to retire the fifth number now?
Yes.
You heard that, number 28.
Very excited.
Darryl Green's number will be retired by the franchise, becoming the fifth number to be retired, joining Sonny Jurgensen, Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Ball, and Sean Taylor, seven-time Pro Bowler, won two Super Bowls with Washington out of Texas A&I. So a pretty good story. Darryl Green getting number 28 retired this year. It is draft night, in case you missed it or hadn't heard or been asleep for a long time. They've been talking about what Washington's going to do at number two, and we'll see what, in fact, that does happen.